It's getting harder for refugees to find a welcoming home in the U.S. The Trump administration has cut the number of refugees it's allowing in, and people in cities and towns across the country are protesting against refugees being resettled in their neighborhoods. NPR's Joel Rose brings us the story of what that backlash meant for one community in New York's Hudson Valley.
This story starts a year ago. It was just a few days after the bruising presidential election. The winner, Donald Trump, had campaigned on refusing Syrian refugees, citing security concerns. And more than 100 people had packed into a church in downtown Poughkeepsie, New York.
Thank you very much for hosting us.
Staffers from the nonprofit Church World Service laid out their plan to open a refugee resettlement office in this river town and bring in about 80 people, mostly from the Congo, Iraq, and Syria. Then local residents got up to ask questions, a lot of questions. They wanted to know, would they be safe? And could Poughkeepsie afford to care for these new residents?
As a resident of this town, of this city, I can look out my window at any time and find someone in need.
The head of Church World Service's refugee program, Errol Kekich, spent more than an hour trying to answer those questions.
We had to do a lot of truth-telling and dispel some myths from, you know, the value of my property will go down because refugees will be resettling next to me, to, you know, are we bringing terrorists, to, you know, why are we bringing people who don't all look like us?
But the debate continued and got ugly. On social media, people called opponents of the refugee plan racists and Islamophobes. The staff of Church World Service received death threats.
What I didn't anticipate was how the issue would be politicized by the election climate.
Patrick DeYoung is a senior at Vassar College. He helped launch the effort to bring refugees to Poughkeepsie. He says the intensity of the debate surprised him.
It went from being a kind of run-of-the-mill, like, maybe not here, to these Muslims are going to take over our neighborhood and ruin Poughkeepsie.
Until recently, refugee resettlement in the U.S. had wide bipartisan support. The State Department, along with 9 large nonprofit groups, decides where to resettle refugees fleeing persecution, war, and violence. And they look for communities where there are volunteers to help. Volunteers like Patrick DeYoung. Before he came to Vassar, Sergeant DeYoung served 5 years in the Army, including 2 tours in Afghanistan, where he saw firsthand civilians being forced from their homes.
I felt that there was an obligation to, you know, welcome the stranger and to help people, and a chance for the country to show its best self. So why not here? Why not in Poughkeepsie?
Others in town felt that was the wrong question to ask.
We all wondered why. Why Poughkeepsie?
This is David Cole. He helped mobilize opposition to Church World Service. He's lived here all his life, 37 years. Cole insists he has nothing against Muslims or other refugees, but he says Poughkeepsie isn't a wealthy town, and unemployment is higher than the statewide average.
I looked at people that I knew, and I said, okay, well, why aren't these people getting help? Why are we trying to help, you know, people from war-torn countries in an area where there's people looking for jobs, like they're scavenging for jobs around here. I don't get it.
Church World Service did open an office in Poughkeepsie, but it only resettled 1 family of 5. The same story is playing out in pockets across America. Critics of the refugee program say they're mobilizing in at least 12 places where people want more control over who's coming to live in their communities. Susan Tully is National Field Director for the Federation for American Immigration Reform, which advocates for lower levels of immigration. She points out that state and local officials are supposed to be consulted before refugees come to their areas. But in practice, Tully says that's not happening enough.
The volunteer organizations who resettle these people seem to be almost the single driving force and deciding voice of where they go. And people are saying, oh, wait a minute. You're not the only one that's got a dog in this fight.
In Tennessee, state lawmakers are suing the federal government to block refugee resettlement there. In Rutland, Vermont, the mayor was voted out of office earlier this year after trying to bring in refugees to give the town's small workforce a boost. And in St. Cloud, Minnesota, some residents are calling for a moratorium on resettlement as the refugee community grows into the thousands. Still, Errol Kekich at Church World Service says most people support refugees, even in those places.
Yes, there are loud voices in every community, but they're usually not the majority, and they're usually just a very loud minority.
Kekich himself was a refugee from Bosnia more than 20 years ago. He says refugees do need public benefits, such as welfare and health care, but that over time, refugees also start businesses and become productive members of society.
the end of the day, all of these differences, you know, they may look different, speak a different language, kind of blend in, and you just get a new neighbor.
But that's not what happened in Poughkeepsie. A year later, residents are still bitterly divided, and Church World Service has closed its office. The resettlement agency says there aren't enough new refugees arriving in the U.S. to justify an office there, since President Trump slashed the number that are allowed in. And that one refugee family that came to Poughkeepsie, they're gone too. They moved away to find a community of Congolese immigrants, a more welcoming community. Joel Rose, NPR News, Poughkeepsie, New York.